The Paul of Prosperity.
Don't force it, reinforce it. It's the expression of an impression. It's action!
Paul of Prosperity. It is using the law of polarity and the law of vibration in our favor to create what we want into our beautiful lives. As Hermes Trismegistus said, as above, so below. Once we love our dreams enough and then we take positive action using the daily action list, then the love we have moves our actions into power actions. Love is the highest vibration there is. That is the light. And when we do not feel the love, we can use our minds to change our vibration so we oscillate at a faster vibration, and then the love and the light starts forming again, starts flowing. Then our dreams are no longer wishful thinking. Now is the time for us to learn another fast and fun method of the mind to visualize, and that is, as I said, the pole of prosperity. Hermes' teaching says, as I said before, as above, so below. So actually what we're talking about here is lack is actually on the same pole as prosperity. It's all in the Maya. It's all in this world. It's just the other end of the same pole. Lack is simply vibrating at a much slower frequency. Whenever we are feeling fear, anger, depression, etc., we are oscillating at a slower rate. Whenever we feel happy, excited, and feel the love and have an attitude of gratitude, we are oscillating at a faster vibration. This has been proven in clinical studies, and yet this was written over 4,000 years ago. There are many actions we can take to help us powerfully manifest our heart's desire. We can help propel ourselves into great fulfilled success and take quantum leaps of increase beyond what we have ever done before. The pole of prosperity is truly so simple and yet so effective. We do not need to do anything or live anywhere in the world of competition, as the vibration for thinking in a competitive way is actually thinking that there is lack and not enough to go around, when in fact there is oversupply and plenty for everyone. The creative plane of life, which lives over the Terry barrier we covered in an earlier chapter, is where all real success and change occur. I mean, right now in the United States, people are absolutely freaking out, man. Stock market's crashing. Real estate prices going down. I mean, everyone is just panicking and getting worse and worse. And what they're doing is they're not realizing that there is more than enough for everyone. They're getting mesmerized. And this has happened every time there's been a stock market crash or something, people get mesmerized. And even if they've got nothing to do with stocks. I was speaking to a girlfriend today who said a friend of hers has zillions of dollars. And even if she did lose all her stocks, she would still have more than enough money to live a million lifetimes. And she was even getting into fear, even though she had no reason to be in fear. So we get mesmerized by what is going on in the world, and then we create that in our reality. And I have seen, if you read as much as I read, I've read so many success stories and biographies and autobiographies and about successful people. And so many people have found their greatest success in times when the rest of the world has thought that there's lack and there's poverty, because that you just have to oscillate at a slightly higher vibration than everyone else and you'll attract the good. And that's not being in competition. It's just a fact. You'll tap into it. So, you know, whether you're listening to this 20 years from now or you're listening to this right now, whatever's going on in the world right now, don't listen to what other people are saying. Don't tap into that energy. Listen to your own higher voice. Oscillate at that higher vibration. Have a smile on your face. I always carry a clown nose around with me when I see people are, you know, taking life too seriously. So we've got to get over that terror barrier. You know, we covered that, as I said. So otherwise, We're only using our own willpower, and that's not going to be enough, not in this instant. Our willpower is important, and we need this, as our willpower then helps us to change our old thoughts of lack. I mean, you needed willpower to even buy this CD program and then even put it on your CD player or download it onto your iPod. You needed willpower to even do that. But then comes the magic after that. So what we do then is we use our willpower, as I was talking about, you bought this book, to help us change our old thoughts of lack, which is the opposite end of the pole, to thoughts of plenty, the high end of the pole. Then we are unifying with infinite universal intelligence. This way we will get ahead of old vibrations of doing it the hard way and break that mesmerizing spell that everyone else is, you know, just totally getting involved in, then, and that we also in our past may have considered to be the truth. People say, well, that's just the way it is. Life is hard. And I say, rubbish. Life is beautiful. It's our attitude. It's not about, if we live in the moment and do our daily action list and do all of these things and really focus on that moment, you won't be thinking about life is hard. It's only the ego living in the past that tells us that life is hard. Life is beautiful. Sometimes there are challenges, but that helps us rise above the challenges. You may have bought this book because you are having challenges, and this will help you rise above it. And you'll look back and you'll just think, thank yourself, your lucky stars, that you had those challenges or that you were going through any of those issues so that you could rise above them. Now, let's get back to the law of polarity and the law of vibration. Now, these universal laws show us quite simply that if there is lack in our life in any area, there is also another end to the vibration of lack, and that is the vibration of prosperity. It is all a matter of using the same pole, one end being lack, and the other, prosperity, as mentioned. What we must do is vibrate higher to get the pole where prosperity lives, get it up on high. So use your imagination and visualize a pole with a lever at one end. See yourself moving the lever to the high end of the pole where there is unlimited prosperity. Do this whenever you think about lack and feel fear embracing you. You can do this for all areas of your life: health, happiness, trust, love, etc. Have a pole with a lever for each area of your life. So when you do this, feel your vibration, your frequency going faster, higher, and then you are using the law of polarity in your favor. No more pendulum swing of experiences. Your thoughts can control your vibrations by changing your lever on your pole. Do this as many times a day as you have to. You can even physically move your arm up as if you were moving your lever to the highest end and then visualize putting a lock onto this so your levels stay high at the prosperous high end of the pole. Doing this will create some true magical manifestations. There is such a beautiful prosperity and loving cycle that begins when we are in tune with higher thoughts. We are tuning our consciousness to a higher vibration using the pole of prosperity, and it works so quickly. When we begin to also see that what we can achieve can also be helping others in our family and the world at large, we create a bigger vision and the desire to do so becomes magnified. This also helps us tremendously to stop our own little pity parties, which can only lead to self-destructive thinking and behaviors, which is like way down the opposite end of the pole where the lever is hardly moved. We deserve to achieve all we can, and we deserve to allow ourselves to be the very best we can be. Let us set forth the intention of making our own lives bigger, to increase more in abundance, in success, in joy, and create an increase of more spiritual awareness. If this still does not make sense to you, let's do this simple exercise. See a volume control fader that is similar to what you find in a recording studio where I am right now. You move the fader up and the volume goes up. So right now where you do see this fader leveled, where is it? Where is it with your present financial consciousness? Is it right at the bottom or is it midway up? Get the picture now? So where you see the fader, imagine yourself moving it up. It is a simple exercise, but it really does change your vibration in relation to money. Move that pole up as many times a day as you wish. You can even actually, as I said before, move your arm up as you do this and yell out, "I am at the top of the prosperity pole! Yippee!" Perhaps your neighbours will simply think you are exercising or you've won the lottery. So think big and get clear on your goals and move your lever at the high end of your pole and keep it there. Have fun with this exercise. Simple, fast, fun, and it works. So friends, this is the end of this book, of this part of the book, but it is the beginning of your new life. For those who wish to study further, you can now move ahead to part two and enter the sea of unlimited consciousness. One, put more fun in your funds and be a magnet to all good. Thank yourself for buying this. Thank yourself for listening. Thank yourself for believing in yourself, for you are an unlimited spiritual powerhouse. And one more thing, remember to smile. And now I would like, before we go on to the next CD for you, which is Enter the Sea of Unlimited Consciousness, I would again like to thank Bob Proctor. Bob Proctor, please get all of his materials. You couldn't have a wiser investment than any of Bob Proctor's materials. Go to www.bobproctor.com. Get his amazing best-selling book, You Were Born Rich, and his other new powerful book, It's Not About the Money. This is Michelle Blood saying, I absolutely love you. You go ahead. We're going to have all of the songs. I'm not sure which CD at the moment they'll be there for you, but we've got all of those songs I talked about earlier in one of the chapters for you to listen to. The Musivation songs is an extra gift for you. So enjoy, enjoy, and now you are ready to enter the sea of unlimited consciousness. And man, oh man, you are going for it. Congratulations.